Oh yes, hello and welcome to another episode of Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee. I am JT and Mr. Lee, hello.
Hello.
Episode number 4.
Can you believe it? Another week down.
I know. Backed by popular demand, they say. And I reckon that is just complete BS, right?
Can I just say, is that us saying that or people?
Well, look, I'd like to think that it's people. Let's just say it is.
Yeah, let's do it. Our heads, we'll say it.
We will. Exactly right. Yeah. Well, the people have spoken. They wanted us back. So we've come. It was not our movie Oki, by the way. That definitely was not the reason
sure,
why we're back.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, we did get some nice feedback about that, which was good.
Yeah, we did.
Which is really nice. That we'll be doing a bit later on when we do act out a movie for the chance to win yourself movie tickets. What did you think last week, Mr. Lee? What would you give us out of 10?
Look, I'm going to give us 11.
11? Oh, you got it. Yeah. It was just, I mean,
it was classic.
It was a classic. If you missed it, this is how it went down.
Jack, I want you to draw me. Sorry. Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls wearing this.
All right.
Wearing only this. I've now worked out what we're to start.
Oh, Mr. Lee.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And you know what? For some strange reason, we are going to do it again this week.
Oh, what are we doing to ourselves?
But I think you'll appreciate the movie this week. I really do.
Yeah,
you'll be much happier about that. I think
I hope I will.
It's a genre right up your alley as well, Mr.
Oh,
Lee.
Is it? So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Am I playing another girl?
You know what? I was going to. When I drafted the script, I had you down to play a female role, but I did feel I sort of thought we should probably flip the roles this week, right?
Oh, so, thank you.
Yes, yeah, so I'm looking after you, so you get to play a male role this week. I will be playing the female. We'll see whether I can do a better job or not. We'll find out. In all fairness to you, you did not know you were playing a female last week.
No, I didn't. I had no idea.
That kind of happened off the cuff.
Anyway, and that's why once I realised what I was saying, I then realised, okay, it was a female role. And I should have.
You did pretty well, Mr. Lee. You did pretty well. And in the end, one of our awesome listeners worked out which movie it was, and that person was Jen.
Yes, in Orange.
Congratulations, Jen.
That is awesome. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for putting up with me and Mr. Lee acting out that scene. Now, if you missed out, don't worry, because we do have more movie tickets up for grabs, and we're going to do that a little bit later on in Talkin' Flicks. But also, Mr. Lee, too, hello to someone listening in Hong Kong this week.
Wow, Hong Kong.
So we're going to do take a look at some Hong Kong movies a bit later on in Talkin' Flicks today as well. But a massive show, Mr. Lee. Without further ado, let's get it underway with some new movies out this week.
Yeah, now opening yesterday was Froud's Last Session. This is a new drama with Anthony Hopkins, Matthew Goody, and it's all set on the eve of the Second World War, when two greatest minds of the 20th century get together and they actually debate whether there is a God.
Well, let's have a listen.
Professor Lewis.
Dr. Freud.
I've given you up for lost. Yoffie is my personal assistant.
Really?
Well, if a patient is calm, Yoffie always stretches out at my feet. But if a patient is agitated, Yoffie stands at my side.
What should I make of his running away at the sight of me?
Ah, well, he's also a fanatic about punctuality.
Well, you have a wonderful home.
My daughter Anna tried her best to replicate our home in Vienna. Forgive me, but why would you come here to see me if you disagree so passionately with my views?
To make you realize that you're wrong.
Well done. Good.
You've insisted all your lives that the very concept of God is ludicrous.
Yes. Why someone of your supreme intellect would suddenly abandon truth and then embrace a ludicrous dream, an insidious lie.
Well, I wholeheartedly disagree.
Well, of course you disagree. You have to disagree. Otherwise, the entire structure of your childish faith would collapse into a rubble.
Why does religion make room for science? But science refuses to make room for religion.
Oh, please, you're breaking my heart. Because they hide behind their ignorance. You hide behind your ignorance.
I
think that you're afraid to feel emotions at all.
Is that your final diagnosis? Fascinating.
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, finally, we're making progress.
You lie to yourself, thinking that you can control death the way you control your world and your daughter.
Anna's dedicated to the science.
Is she seeing someone?
She has no time for relationships.
I'm worried about my father. He has no one.
There must be someone.
Me.
That's my girl.
Truth is, you're terrified.
We're all terrified. See, you bury your doubts. You bury your memories of the war. But at the core of your being, we're all cowards before death.
Now, I'm thinking, Mr. Lee, that is your kind of movie.
Yeah, it is. You know me too well.
Well, it's a drama, so, yeah, no doubt you'll be there enjoying some light refreshments.
Yes.
A sandwich or two, maybe a Lamington. A scone.
Are you taking the mickey out of me?
No, not at all. No, and maybe, I don't know, what, tea and coffee? That's maybe have a bit of that as with it as well. A little late afternoon delight.
Oh, God.
But it does sound good. No, I have not changed, Mr. Lee. And yes, and I can just picture you going and seeing this movie. I can't see you going and seeing a horror, but I can see you going and seeing this one. And,
yeah, I definitely will see this one. And now, a little interesting fact about C.S. Lewis, who is played by Matthew Goody. Well, if you go 30 years before, Sir Anthony Hopkins played that part in a role on a movie.
There you go. 30
years. So he's now played both parts.
Wow, that's history making there, isn't it?
It certainly is.
He's done very well. Now, anime films, you enjoy a good anime? Oh, it's been a while since I've seen one.
Yeah, I must say, I haven't actually seen one. I've watched trailers of them, but I've never actually seen one.
Well, you know what, Mr. Lee? It's kind of like us when we had never seen a Met Opera before. Opera. And yep. We had to go see one, remember? Yeah, and yes, we loved it. We thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. So maybe if we go and see this, we'd like this one too.
Look, I think we might. It's by Family Code White. It is in subtitled as well as dubbed. I know the true fans of anime love subtitled.
Mm. Oh, see, I love subtitles.
Do you?
Yeah, I can't be without them. I just, like, sometimes when the TV might be far away or whatnot, or you know, I've met the movie. Yeah, I mean, I prefer to read rather than listen. Weird?
My son's exactly the same. He always puts a subtitle on TV, and I just go, oh.
You always annoy someone, Mr. Lee. You always annoy someone.
Yeah.
Anyway, Spy Family Code White. Let's check it out.
I'll see you in hell, baby. Would have gotten them all if they weren't so fast.
They're not moving, Anya.
For their first family vacation, the Forgers travel to the snow-covered land of Phrygis.
Careful wandering off. We don't want you getting lost.
It's a special night, so I think it's okay for Anya to stay up past her bedtime.
That trip?
You must retrieve the microfilm without fail.
Ended up holding the fate of the world.
This will lead to war between East and West.
What a nosy little girl. Kill her!
Don't tell me Anya's gotten herself mixed up with the military.
Fire! War's coming anyway!
No matter what, we can't give up now! If that microfilm ends up in the wrong hands, it could alter the fate of the world. Let's do this as a family.
Is that all you've got? Eliminate them.
I'm gonna save them.
Wait for me, Anya. I'll get them back, whatever it takes.
Oh, Spy Family Code White. This anime, Mr. Lee. Can you do me a favor, please, and just let me know who's in the cast for that one, please?
Yeah. It's Takuya Ikichi. Does that sound right? Tomoyo Nakama.
Oh, geez, geez, I hope Japan's not listening to this right now.
And you know what? This week they will. I really butchered it. I'm sorry.
Oh, Sayori Hayami. Hayami. I'm not even, you know what? I'm not even going to continue, but.
No, I can't.
Nice. If you're into anime, a lot of people are. That is definitely one to go and check out.
And I know the amount of people who have been requesting this movie to make sure we got it because they do. They love it.
Mm, and it's on the big screen.
Absolutely.
How good.
Now, this is the one I'm a bit worried about, Jay.
Then this is the one I've been waiting for, Mr. Lee.
I know.
Yes.
I'm a little bit hesitant about seeing things like this because this could be real.
Well, everyone plays around with tarot cards, right?
Yes, they do.
You know, a lot of people believe in what they stand for. And yeah, they're quite popular. So when you get a horror movie based around these cards where and looking at the trailer, just phenomenal and very, very, very scary. They find these cards and they start playing around with it. And as they do, they all start getting knocked off one by one. And
this is why we shouldn't be playing with them.
Well,
and it's like witchy boards and things like that. You shouldn't be.
When was the last time you played around with one of those, Mr. Lee? Honestly. Anyway.
That's very true.
Yeah, well, I could see you doing that on a Saturday night. Now I know what you get up to after dark. Harriet Slater in this one. Also Aiden Bradley and Alana Bowden. Are you ready to have a listen to this, Mr. Lee? Are you going to turn
I might take my headphones off.
I was going to say, you might want to do that because this is epic. This is Tarot.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, this old deck's kind of strange.
Where did you find them?
It's an unspoken rule not to use somebody else's cards.
Who cares?
Who's going first?
Follow my rule to stay out of danger.
Hello?
You're never to deal with the death of a stranger.
That's got me hooked.
Oh, has it finished? Oh, sorry. I've just put my headphones back on.
Oh, dear. No, so you missed all of that completely. Well, there's no point in me continuing here.
Oh, no, I listened to it. It scared me.
Yeah, that looks amazing. If you are into horror, and there's been some good horrors out at the moment. Abigail.
Yep.
Which is still out at the moment. So
yes.
If you're looking for another horror fix, Tarot is one to go and check out. You will not be disappointed, and
you will
be hanging on to the end of your chair, maybe even putting claw marks into it. And if you find any there, that's probably Mr. Lee when he snuck in to watch it because he was trying to be a big boy.
Actually, do you remember when Wolf Creek came out and you made me go watch that? And I sat there with my eyes closed.
You did. And you bought a Chalk Top and you didn't even get through it because you were that scared.
I didn't even eat it.
And how long did it take you after that to, you know, to get over it and to be
weeks.
Okay? Yeah.
I had nightmares.
Well, I remember getting calls from Wendy saying, JT, what have you done to him?
Yep.
He's just, he won't leave me alone. he won't let me go at night.
I'm not saying.
And he sleeps with the lamp on, so.
Yes.
So
I'm glad you said that.
Maybe you shouldn't go and see it. I don't know. No. I'm looking after you, Mr. Lee.
I know Wendy wants to see it.
Oh, well, there you go. You can't make a go by yourself. You just can't. You got to go with your wife, Mr. Lee. Happy wife, happy life. You know
that's what they say, but not on a horror movie.
Sorry, Wen. Looks like you're going in alone.
Yep.
Now, Bill Skarsgård, he is back in a movie that's got a bit of everything. It's got some action. It's a thriller. Boy Kills World.
Yeah, and this actually looks really, really good. It's all about a young guy who sees his family murdered, and then he takes revenge out.
Let's have a listen.
This was never a great city, but it was ours.
Are you with me?
Always.
Until Hilda Vanderkoy took it from us. This is how she keeps control. They call it the Calling.
They're all gonna watch and cheer as you die.
That's me, facing televised execution by breakfast cereal mascots. Not my happiest day. But let me take you back to an even worse one. The day the Vanderkoys killed my family and left me deaf and mute. So, I made a three-step plan. Step one, give myself an inner voice. I took the last one I remembered from this video game. Player one wins! Step two, get stronger. A lot stronger. And step three, join a team.
Welcome to the Resistance.
Yeah, go team. The mission is simple. Make the Vanderkoys pay for what they have done. Insert crazy action montage.
You fall in love, single. Sky above, single. It's caving in. You never think so nuts about a guy. You want to laugh.
Here comes the hopper.
You cross your heart and hope to die.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
You have reached your final destination.
Oh my God, no! I have information. I'm gonna help you. Stop!
Probably wasn't gonna help us.
Definitely sounded like he was gonna help us.
Boy Kills World. I like it, Mr. Lee.
Oh, so do I. I actually think it would be really funny.
Yeah, and Bill Skarsgård.
This is a bit dark comedy.
Yeah, and that's the vibe I got by watching the trailer. That's kind of the vibe I'm thinking as well. So, that one there is out this week. Go and check it. Now, tomorrow, Mr. Lee, tomorrow, a very special day. May the 4th be with you.
And to you too. Look, I cannot wait to watch these movies. These are what I grew up with as a kid.
Of course, Star Wars movies, because we've got episodes 4, 5, and 6 happening on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you, of course. And then episodes 1, 2, and 3, Revenge of the 5th.
Correct, for May the 5th.
Who came up with that one? Who put that one together? Was that you, Mr. Lee?
No, it wasn't. I would like to take credit, but I didn't.
Oh, very clever and great for any Star Wars fans out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are so many of us out there. And episode 4, 5, and 6 are the classic.
Like, yeah.
You can't beat them.
I'm just thinking about how much popcorn and Choc Tops and Maltesers and drink you're going to go through watching all 6. That's a lot.
Imagine sitting there. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, tickets are still on sale, correct?
Yes, they certainly are. Now, if you go to 1, 3, or 5... they're $12.50 each. But if you go to all 6 movies, you can get them for $60. So it takes it down to $10.
Get out of town.
How good is that?
I'm going to all 6.
Yeah. It's the best way to say it.
And celebrate May the 4th in style. So
absolutely.
Do it with Mr. Lee and the team at the Forum 6 or at the Odeon 5. Make sure you grab your tickets for that. Mr. Lee, if you're not seeing Star Wars, you might be seeing one of these great movies that are out this week.
Yes, we've got The Fall Guy, Abigail, Kung Fu Panda 4, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, and each of our cinemas have got many other movies playing as well.
Yeah, and of course you can go to forum6.com.au, choose your cinema there, or odeon5.com.au, get a full list of times, and you can also book online and all that sort of stuff too.
Which is the best thing to do.
Yeah, because that way you're guaranteed you're going to get a seat when you get there and not be stuck down the front. Who wants to be stuck down the front? Let's be honest. You want the back seat, right? Right in the middle.
Yep.
And the best
the second row from the back.
Yes, the second row. But the best way to secure that, Mr. Lee, is by grabbing your tickets early. So,
correct.
Otherwise, if you turn up late, you're not going to get it. So,
no.
Top fives. Let's go around the world. Let's check out what's making the top five in your backyard, Mr. Lee. Because we do have someone who listens to us in Hong Kong. And hello to that person. I don't know your name.
Yes.
Or whereabouts in Hong Kong, but hello to you. Thank you for giving us a stream. Your top five this week looks like this.
Number five, Kung Fu Panda 4. Number four, Fly Me to the Moon, which comes out in Australia in about a month. Number three is Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Number two is X Hummer. Is that right?
I'm going to say that. It's got to be that's how it's said, right? That's got to be how it's said. And I can't wait to see how you go at number one.
Yeah. How call you the dumpster?
Yeah, and what's that about? What's the story behind that movie, Mr.
It's
Lee?
It's all about a high school volleyball team.
Okay, and that's the number one movie in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Wonderful. Well, there you go.
They do like their sport.
They do, yeah, and they do like their volleyball. So no surprises, that's number one.
And horse racing, but yeah.
Well, that's not in the top five, Mr. Lee. Maybe next week. Maybe next week. The top five for Australia, how are we looking back on home soil?
Well, you know how you predicted Kung Fu Panda last week?
Yes.
Let's see what happens with that one.
Can I just say I predicted The Fall Guy this week?
Oh, did you?
I did.
We may have to go to audio to check that, but anyway.
Oh, no.
Number five was Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Number four was Challengers. Number three is Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Number two is Kung Fu Panda 4. And number one for Australia, The Fall Guy.
No surprise when
no surprise.
We did talk it up last week.
Yeah.
I went to see it. I thought it was great. Ryan Gosling was fantastic in his role as Colt Seavers. Filmed in Australia too. Seeing a lot of Sydney, you know, in that movie. And just all around funny. Yeah, great.
And they just had the LA launch of it, and Ryan Gosling was standing with two stuntmen beside him. And they went, 3, 2, 1, action. And the two stuntmen were pulled back through the paper that had Fall Guy and all that on it.
Oh, how good.
It was unbelievable.
How good. How come Gosling didn't get pulled back as well? He's too good.
Yeah. Nice to think insurance.
That's what you have stuntmen for. So
correct.
That does make sense. The top five for New South Wales, as we look at our cinemas in Tamworth, Orange and Wagga, what's the situation there?
Yeah, we've got number five, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Challengers comes in at number four. Number three is Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Number two is Kung Fu Panda 4. And number one for New South Wales, The Fall Guy.
Hey, how good.
That sounds like Australia, doesn't it?
It does. It seems like it's nearly identical, don't you reckon? Yeah.
It is, actually.
So it seems like New South Wales' taste in movies very much matches every other state in the country. So
correct.
Yeah, but there are some great movies out at the moment. Let's go around the screens. Let's have a look and see what's happening with some of our local cinemas and just find out the great things that you can do by getting along to either the Forum 6 or the Odeon 5. What's happening in Tamworth with you guys, Mr. Lee?
Well, what we're up to this Wednesday, we have a lunch and movie happening for Freud's Last Session.
Oh, this does not surprise me. This does not surprise me, Mr. Lee. Did you organise this?
You did say I was going to have Lamingtons and all that.
I did say that.
And we will. And that's another reason why I was laughing.
It's led by, it was, yeah. You'll be, yeah, okay. But your sandwiches are really good too.
Yeah,
credit to the
we make them in-house.
Forum 6 for your sandwiches too. So, and you can have more than one, can't you? Like, that's the whole, yeah. That's great.
So and that, if I know you, you'd probably have 4 or 5 or 6. So.
I'm not stopping there. I mean, come on. Free sandwiches. Are you kidding?
But what about the Lamingtons? You like Lamingtons?
I love the Lamingtons. Yeah. And that, of course, is Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. Do you have to do anything special for that, Mr. Lee?
No. Buy tickets now if you wish so you don't miss out. But turn up on the day.
Wonderful. The Odeon 5 in Orange. Now, the Orange Film Society, they screen a monthly film. And they've got Coup de Chance, which is it's in French with English subtitles.
And that's on Sunday and Wednesday.
And
you know, French movies are actually very popular.
They are. It's kind of like the Met Operas, right?
In Wagga, our cinema there, they actually have a French film festival.
Wow. You know what?
All weekend is just French movies.
You know what? I would go along. I would be intrigued to go along and check it out. And the French do make some good movies. And again, as we said before, I enjoy a good subtitle. So I would have no dramas with that at all.
Can I tell you a little story? When I was in Paris a few years ago, I actually went to Notre Dame Cathedral. And this is before it actually went on fire. And I went to a church and listened to it all in French.
You went to a church, Mr. Lee?
Yes.
Well, I've heard it all now. I've heard it all.
It was brilliant. It was unbelievable to watch and listen to a church service in French.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you don't think you're going to do it, but you do it, and you're just amazed by how good it is. So one of those things you can tick off the bucket list, Mr. Lee.
Correct.
Now, Wagga, they have a special screening coming up as well. What's happening there?
Yeah, they've actually got a screening of Born at Home. This is on May 29, and this is through Dement Film. So you've got to go to our website, which is forum6.com.au, select Wagga, and buy your ticket because that's what actually confirms the screening.
Yeah, well, you don't want to miss out, do you?
No.
You turn up, you want to see Born at Home, and you get sent away. So, yeah, go and grab your tickets now for that. May 29, so a bit of time, but still you don't want to miss out. So go and grab them right now.
And I can actually say Tamworth and Orange, we've replayed it, and it was very popular.
Great. Well, what was the story behind the movie?
It's actually about babies being born at home.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The title, right?
Yes. I was thinking, really?
You could have just had babies born at home in there, Mr. Lee. Come on. Look, I'm still stuck in my horror ways, all right?
That's
too nice a film for me. I like gore.
You like gore.
Yeah, that's more me. Opening next week, I cannot wait for this one because I'm a massive fan of Planet of the Apes, and there's another one coming out.
There it is, and it's called Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. And it stars Owen T, Peter Mokon, and William H. Macy.
Yeah, I'm really liking the look of this. I cannot wait for it. And I still have to wait another week now. It's going to hurt. That's okay. Look, I'll see Tarot just to get me to tie over, and then...
I was just about to say that. If you go do that, you'll be right by the time Planet of the Apes comes out.
And the story is set about, 300 years after War of the Planet of the Apes, which was the movie from 2017.
Yes, and it's Caesar's reign.
Yeah.
It's incredible how they do these movies, isn't it?
It is.
The CGI is remarkable.
I love it. So, if you're a massive fan like me of Planet of the Apes, you've only got another week to go, and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes will be out. So that's not too far away. Well, Mr. Lee, it has now come time to grab your script because we're going to give away some movie tickets and we are going to get ourselves all warmed up into movie mode for Movie-oki.
Yes. Oh, gee, I have been practicing.
Okay. Well, unlike last week, I've given you your script, Mr. Lee, so you can actually rehearse this one. So I'm expecting you to absolutely freaking nail this. I have faith, Mr. Lee, that you'll do a good job.
I'm glad you do.
Please do not let me down.
I'll try my hardest.
Okay, we're ready
to
go.
Not to let you down, that is.
Good. Yeah, please don't let me down because I'm sure you are an incredible actor inside.
That's why I work behind the scenes. But anyway, we'll go.
All right, Mr. Lee, this has got to be better than last week, okay? Because last week was just, we were woeful. So have a good listen. Mr. Lee will act this out. Then you just got to pretty much hop online and tell us which movie we are portraying. if you can work it out. And if you can do so, a double pass to go and see a movie at either the Forum 6 or the Odeon 5 cinemas. Are you ready to go, Mr. Lee?
Yes, I am.
You'll be very excited. We actually have a sound effect this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so let's...
Gee, you've really pulled out the big guns.
All right, action. Let's get this underway. Tatum, just get in the car.
Hello, Sydney.
Hi. Who's this?
You tell me.
Well, I have no idea.
Scary night, isn't it? With all the murders and just like out of the horror movie or something.
Randy, you gave yourself away. Are you calling from work? Because if you are, Tatum is on the way over.
Do you like scary movies, Sydney?
I like that thing you're doing with your voice, Randy. It's sexy.
What's your favourite scary movie, Sydney?
You know what? I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No. What's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl that can't act when she is running up the steps when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
Are you alone in the house?
Randy, that's so unoriginal. I'm so disappointed in you.
Maybe because I'm not Randy.
So, who are you?
The question isn't who am I, it's where am I.
Oh, Mr. Lee.
How was that?
Well done,
I
Mr. Lee.
I thought we
well
nailed
done.
That.
You absolutely smashed that. We smashed it out of the ballpark this week.
If and can I just say, after what Duncan said, that I was the star last week.
And you're the star again, Mr. Lee. I cannot match that talent whatsoever. If you think you know which movie we just acted out is a classic from the 90s, we don't really need to give away any clues, do we? Because
no,
it's all right there. Mr. Lee, what do you got to do?
All you got to do is head to our website, which is either forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, and click on the link to Talking Flicks, and there'll be a little says... Press this button and it'll email us and you just tell the answer of the movie.
Easy peasy. Just like Jen from Orange did last week. And yes. She's now off to the movies to see something that she wants to go and see.
And it's only because I was doing such a great job. Titanic was so easy.
You did. You did. You did such a great job last week playing Rose, wasn't it?
It was.
Rose DeWippicator from Titanic.
Kate Winslet.
Yep. I got to play Jack. And I'm the one who died in the end, didn't I? Yeah. Yeah, and looking at this... Well, actually, I don't die in this movie. You do.
Oh, do I? Because you know I haven't seen it.
No, this is not... This movie we're talking about, Mr. Lee, no, you have not seen. No, but given the fact you haven't seen it yet, you did a very, very good job, I've got to say.
Thank you.
So there you go. Get involved in that if you want to score yourself some free tickets, and we will announce the winner on next week's show. You've got until Wednesday as well to
Correct.
Get that entry in.
Till 5 p.m.
There you go. Well, for everything movies, you can go online to forum6.com.au, odeon5.com.au. Go there. You can get session times, book your movies, see what's on, special events as well, everything we've spoken about, all online. And, of course, if you want your Talkin' Flicks fix, you can catch us on the podcast again next Friday. Mr. Lee, what's on for the weekend? What's happening?
Well, we've got Star Wars.
Yeah,
so
that's what you'll be doing. Silly question, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll be at the movies all day.
That's nice. I'll be thinking about you, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, we'll be going to watch Tarrant, so.
Yeah, yep, I'll be doing something very nice, Mr. Lee. I'll be thinking about you watching Star Wars. No doubt.
Yeah.
I'll be getting a massage somewhere or something, right? So that'll be
I'm sure you'll be thinking about me.
I always think about you, Mr. Lee. You know that, don't you? Creepy or what?
That's very creepy.
Well, look, have a lovely week. And we will see you at the movies.
Yes.
Very soon. Thank you very much, Mr. Lee. Catch you next Friday.
Thank you, Jay. Bye for now.